Guys, welcome back to another episode of the Arsenio Buck Show. Well, I'm sorry, Arsenio's ESL podcast. I completely jacked that one up. But anyways, guys, for those of you who are tuning in Facebook Live, you've already heard my introduction. For those of you on my podcast who just heard the introduction, guys, welcome back. Again, I went on a hiatus on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday just to get things back together, to get some perspective. But you know what? I am back today. I am back this week. And we are kicking off some TOEIC like I promised you. So, this is how we're going to do it. All right? There's a mini test. If I had done 12 questions, this would have been a very, very long video. And you know what? I don't like very, very long videos or podcasts. All right? What I like is to give you guys actionable steps. All right? To understand the structures. To look for the answers more quickly. Okay? Well, quicker than before. So this is what I'm going to do today. I have 6 questions. For those of you who are tuning in on my podcast, again, thank you so much. And for the most part, these questions will be available on the blog. However, I'm going to say them out loud for you. Now, of course, you can write it down. You can record it from your phone, whichever way it may be. Or you could just go to my blog, thearseniobuckshow.com. All right? That video will absolutely be prepared for you because guess what? I got some holidays coming up. That's right. Sunday and Monday, baby, we are off. So I'm excited to get things rolling. So here we go. This is where I am. This is what's going on. And let's get right into this. So guys, just to go over a review. Over the last couple of TOEIC episodes, and for those of you tuning into my podcast, guys, we've been hitting this very, very vigorously. And what do I mean by that is a lot of conjunctions, conjunctions, understanding sentences, process of elimination, Arsenio's ESL podcast, special TOEIC review plus mini test. There we go. Plus mini test. So I apologize for that, guys. But anyways, we've been doing a lot of different things. And this is what's so exciting about doing these live episodes, just because there are a number of things that we have to go over to make you find your answers more easier, okay? That's it. That's my goal as a teacher, as an instructor, as a friend, all right? So let's get into this, what we have here. Again, I have 6 questions. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to recite them out loud. Now, of course, these aren't basic grammatical questions. For those of you tuning in to the Facebook Live, please go to my Facebook wall. That's where, of course, my notes section is, and you'll find the latest note that I put. For those of you tuning into my podcast, again, you can view the blog right after this. This is going to come up probably 5 minutes later or something like that. So, or of course, you can just listen to these questions. So, guys, again, these questions feature the likes of while, since, at, in, will see, have seen, had seen, understanding your present perfect, your past perfect, your conjunctions, your prepositions like through, out, you know, between, during, and since, right? Those are more subordinating conjunctions. And your basic prepositions such as in, on, at, okay, into. Knowing these, man, this is going to help you significantly. I can't stress it enough. So here we go. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Guns are off, baby. Let's get into this. I'm going to break the sentences down. No, I am not going to give you the answers on here. Your answers are going to be on the YouTube video. That's correct. The YouTube video will feature all of the sexy answers for you. And you know what? We'll be doing the second part of this mini test next week. So stay tuned for that. After that, I'm contemplating whether or not to get back into listening. Or if we should get back into, we should probably get back into listening or go into reading. So anyways, whatever you guys want, please let me know. Post it on my Facebook wall. Post it on my Facebook comment section for this specific video. And I'll be more than happy to attend to your needs. So without further ado, number one. Long known as a dry and barren region, it has undergone. Okay, so we got the present perfect. It has undergone a transformation, space, the last 50 years. Here are your answers. While, since, at, in. I will repeat that. Long known as a dry and barren region, it has undergone a transformation space the last 50 years. While, since, at, in. Now, the last 50 years, is that a specific moment in the past? No. We're not indicating the 1950, the 1960s. So that marks, that takes one out. Now, is this like a past continuous type of sentence where you use a subordinating conjunction? No. Is this a preposition of place? No. I've eliminated three of the answers. The last answer is the last one standing. Therefore, that is the answer. I'm breaking these sentences down like that. Yes, like that. Listen to it again. Listen to it again. Guess. Write it down on paper. Get ready for my YouTube video next Tuesday. Or for those of you listening on my podcast, get ready for my YouTube video in 2 seconds. Number two. During this time, visitors, visitors, again, that is, a subject. Duh, I just lost my mind. It's a subject. So space, a major change in the landscape. Now, we're pinpointing in the last 50 years. Your answers. We'll see. Have seen. Had seen. See. Now, we're talking about in the last 50 years, right? During this time, visitors have seen, had seen, see, or will see. Are we talking about the future? Are we talking about something that happened before another past action in the past? Are we talking about the present simple? Or are we indicating a specific moment in the past leading to the present? That's your answer. Make sure you post these, of course, in the comment section if you guys are listening to this. All right? Number three. The result has been, present perfect, a narrow but expanding corridor of greenery, spreading space, the once barren land. Spreading where? So now you guys are like, okay, this has to be some kind of preposition, right? So, you're correct. Answer, answers, A, through, B, out, C, between, D, without. Thing is, greening, spreading, that means it's spreading. That means it's not the negative. Okay? What is it spreading? Right? Is it spreading between the once barren land? Spreading between what? The result has been a narrow but expanded corridor of greenery. Can't spread between one thing. Just saying. You guys got the answers. I want the answers. Or you go to my YouTube to check them. Now, on to the next one. Managers should use the following guidelines. Space. They begin the recruitment process. Managers use guidelines. They begin the recruitment process. Has it happened yet? Has it happened yet? That's the question. Begin the following guidelines. They begin the recruitment process. We need something indicating. A, since. B, during. C, through. D, before. Need I say anything else? No, no, no. On to the next question. This is the last one for all of you out there. Of course, listening to me on my podcast. First, have a clear job description. This should form a checklist of requirements needed by the people we wish to bring the company. Bring the company. It's a preposition, correct? What prepositions? Let's go over the answers. A, for. B, at. C, into. D, with. Bring where? So you need a preposition of place. So, guys, with that being said, those are your six questions. Yes, I am not going to give you the answers right now. I do want all of you to, of course, check this out and whatnot and do the answers, try it out, and then check my YouTube video for the answers. Because, baby, I'm gonna have those for you anyways. So, guys, right after this video, as a matter of fact, this is actually live the Saturday before Tuesday. I'm going to go record the video with the answers. That's going to be uploaded on Wednesday morning, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what's happening. Well, Tuesday morning. Yeah. Oh, gotta work out Tuesday morning, so I'm gonna have to wake up a little bit early. So, guys, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. My beautiful people on my Facebook page and my wonderful podcasters from around the world. Oh, just FYI, thank you so much, Peru, Lebanon, all of these beautiful countries are coming on board, man. Again, guys, follow me, follow my Facebook page, Arsenio's English and Test Preparation Learning. My Instagram is The Arsenio Buck Show, okay? And Twitter, Arsenio Buck Show. Ooh, man, there are many other things. My website, The Arsenio Buck Show, you name it, it's everywhere. So, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another Facebook Live coaching. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. I do want to start a Q&A. I would love to do live Q&As every Friday night. So, guys, if you're interested in that, hit the send message button. Don't be shy. And for those of you listening to me on my podcast, guys, thank you so much. And as always, man, I am your host. Stay tuned for the next one. IELTS is coming tomorrow morning, and we got some sexy stuff in terms of writing. Over and out.